Hey, this is Aaron Carnes. We started this podcast in 2021 to promote my book, In Defense of Ska. Since then, the podcast has grown into its own thing. I've been working on an expanded second edition. I interviewed new people, edited every chapter, and there's a new final chapter, 30,000 new words. The expanded second edition of In Defense of Ska will be released on October 29th, 2024. Can you do something for me? Pre-order it right now at clashbooks.com under the Books tab. The more copies it sells in advance, the more it'll get people to support ska music. Thanks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of people in the ska scene probably know you from going to so many shows and being online and just being a hardcore ska fan. How many ska shows do you think you've gone to in your life? If you had to guess.
I don't really have to guess because...
You keep track?
Yes, I actually do. I have an Excel spreadsheet of every show. Yeah, so I have been to... I can almost bank that it's going to be 940, I think is where I am.
Wow. What are you going to do for your 1,000th?
Are there still going to be bands around on my 1,000th?
It's coming up. You got a plan.
I don't know. I got to see what comes around. It was, you know, okay. When you think about those kind of things, yeah, they need to be like, you know, really special shows. So for like my Slackers 100 show, you know, I had a really great time. They made it special for me on one of the New York City booze cruises. You know, we had cake and everything. It was really nice. For my 737th ska show, it actually happened to fall on the date of one of the hometown throwdowns for the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Nice.
So pretty cool how it works out. It really does. So when I think about the 1,000th, I know that I've been to 36 shows since COVID happened. So that kind of gives you a pace right now of how many more shows it's going to take till I hit 1,000. Should be another, 4 years? If I keep up this pace.
What band have you seen the most?
The Pie Chasers. I've seen them 138 times.
Wow. Okay. I thought you were going to say Mighty Mighty Bosstones, actually. What's your number on them?
97.
97. Okay. So you're almost at the 100. Well, I guess that's not going to happen, but.
No. So the first one would be the Pie Chasers, and that's at 138. The Slackers actually are second place, and they have 128. So they're catching up really quick to the Pie Chasers.
Yeah, real close.
And the Bosstones and Real Big Fish both were the next ones, and they were tied at 97 each, and both of those aren't going to happen now. And then the fifth place is Less Than Jake, and Less Than Jake should be around, I'm thinking, 75.
Okay.
So those are my top five.
What is a band that maybe... most people don't know or very unknown band that you've seen several times?
Wow. I feel like a lot of the shows that I go to, you know, I can go to a show and if I don't know anyone, I know the band. So to me, these are bands I see all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, it doesn't feel new to me. I feel like I pay to see my friends. Is how it really turns out to be. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the bands I know because it's pretty frequent, but when it comes to other people knowing bands, I'm not as sure as to what most people know or don't know. Because it seems like the people I hang around are regulars in the ska scene and they all know, you know, most of the ska bands as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I've seen anything too rare.
Do you go to non-ska shows very often?
I used to go to a lot of them. I have not kept track of that, but I'm sure that would put me over the 1,000 mark if I actually counted them together. But I did all the arena shows. I've seen, you know, Kiss, Aerosmith, U2, The Who, The Rolling Stones, Duran Duran. I love shows. I really, there's just something magical about live music. So if I can go out and see a band, you know, great. I will do anything I can to see live music.
What was your first show?
My first show was August 11th, 1993. It was the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. They played at Graffiti in Pittsburgh.
And that was first all time.
Yes. And I got to say, it's pretty amazing because when you think about it, that was my first show. And that gave me the impression that I would carry on as far as going to shows after that. I had, when I went to that show, I left feeling, oh my gosh, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen before. I had never been to a show or any concert before that in my life. So This was my first ska show, my first concert in general. And I just was mind blown about how great it was. And I fell in love with it. And I go, I want to do that again. When the second show came through, which I believe was Fishbone. Fishbone was the next second band that I've seen. And when I saw Fishbone, I went, wow, it's that same great feeling. And it's going, you know what? This feels like the greatest day of my life. And when I went to that second show, I had that same feeling. God, this is the greatest day of my life. I went to, you know, the next show and I kept going like, holy smokes, every single of these one of shows makes it feel like it's the greatest day of my life. I mean, we're nearly, you know, 1,000 shows later and I still have that same feeling. I really do feel it, that they feel like the greatest days ever.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I had seen some shows before Skank and Pickle, but Skank and Pickle was my first ska show. And I remember how amazing it was. And then when I would go to see them subsequently, I just remember being like so excited, like when the supporting band was done and it was that waiting period that like supposed to be 15 minutes, but probably more like 20, 25 minutes. And you're just at the front of the stage waiting for them to start and just like, oh God, I can't wait. Like, so just, I can't even describe how intense that feeling was back then.
Yeah, it's, again, to me, it still exists. It's truly, truly fun.
We have a lot more to talk about with you and like your story with ska and stuff that has happened to you. But before we go to the portion of the show that'll be for Patreon subscribers, we want to talk about this benefit. Black Sand Relief is benefit for you and the people of Maui. I think if people want to find it and contribute, if they buy it, they'll be contributing. Skabenefit.bandcamp.com. I think that'll take you right there.
Correct.
You were impacted by the fire in Maui last August, significantly impact.
Yes.
Which was why this happened. It was put together by Jeff Lodo, right?
That is correct.
So anyways, I just want to put that out there. Please go check this out and purchase, contribute.
Yeah. And the album, the digital album is only $10 and you're getting 23 songs. So that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. And there's there's like Big D on there, Hub City Stompers, Slackers,
Spring Hill Jack, Westbound Train, The Porkers. It just amazing stuff. Really amazing stuff. And then you have Kilograms, which is Joe Gittleman from the Boss Tones and Sammy Kay getting together to work on projects. It's been pretty amazing that a lot of this was made for this album. It wasn't just like, you know, ones that they happen to like and put together. No, this is something that was done special.
So before we go behind the curtain, how did it feel to have this scene that you've, you know, immerse yourself so deeply into? How did it feel to have them kind of rally around and come to your aid?
It's been so heartwarming and overwhelming. Like, I knew that I've been a big part of the ska scene, and it's like all over the place, especially in the East Coast. So everywhere over the East Coast. But the amount of outpour of love that I got was just mind boggling. I had, you know, people who I hadn't heard from in a long time. I've had, you know, and it wasn't even those who, you know, that you didn't have to contribute money. I said that if they couldn't, the meaningful thing that I wanted was black zip hoodies, which I absolutely love, and shirts from bands. And I was like, if I get those, I'm the happiest person. And so many people sent packages with shirts of shows that I've been to, all my favorite bands. And it's things like, they're like, oh, you know, we already put our time in with the shirts and we've loved them, and now you deserve it and you need it. So you should be the one to, you know, because we know you'll keep wearing them. You don't have anything else. So, yeah, so it's nice to, like, you know, get secondhand ska love from everyone in the scene. It was really nice.
Can we send you one of our shirts?
I would absolutely love that. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, we're sending you a shirt.
That would be great. Thank you.
Well, what I'm curious about actually is...
Thank you for tuning in for our sneak peek behind the curtain with our conversation that we had with Michelle. If you'd like to get involved and still help donate, you can go to skabenefit.bandcamp.com. They have the Black Sand Relief benefit comp up there. You can make a difference. So head over to our Patreon, head over to Black Sand Relief, and we'll talk to you soon. Ska now. More than ever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.